back again on Friday, he grumbled on the boat on Monday night, bemoaning his firm's insistence on normal working hours for this orphan weekday between Boxing Day and the weekend. Fucking cheapskates. Normally, if he misses the boat, I'll text him a word or two of solidarity. Heavy night. Maybe some beer emojis. Or, if I was involved in the session, a nauseated face. But I don't do that today. I've hardly used my phone since before Christmas, and I admit I enjoyed the break. That old-school 90s feeling of being incommunicado. We're motoring now past the glass steeples of Canary Wharf, towards Greenwich. The only approach that still has the power to rouse my London pride. Those twin domes of the old Royal Naval College, the Emerald Park beyond. I watch the bar staff serve iced snowflake cookies with the teas and coffees. It's surprising how many people want to eat this stuff first thing in the morning, especially my age group. Neither young enough to care about their silhouette, such Amelia kind of word, nor close enough to the end to give a damn about health warnings. Caffeine and sugar, on it goes, until the sun is over the yardarm, and then, well, we're all sailors in this country, aren't we? We're all boozers. Only when we dock in front of the Cutty Sark do I finally reach for my phone, reacquaint myself with my communications of Monday night and the aftermath of the Water Rat's Christmas drinks. I scan my inbox for Kit's name. My last text to him was spur of the moment and tellingly free of emojis. Just you wait. Sent at 11:38 p.m. on Monday, it's double-ticked as red.